You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yesterday, students, staff and alumni across the University of Auckland and Auckland University of Technology rallied in support of Palestine. The protest marked 1 year of Israel's war on Gaza, which has resulted in several countries taking Israel to the International Court of Justice for genocidal actions. Israel has killed over 40,000 Palestinians, with many more wounded, missing or unaccounted for. The death count includes at least 16,000 children and 125 journalists. Gaza's universities have been reduced to rubble, leaving 87,000 students without a place to study. Yesterday's protest follows months of international student-led protests for Palestine earlier this year, including a rally and day encampment at the University of Auckland in May. I spoke to organiser Leanne Khalil about the protest. I started by asking why she organised the march.
We're here today demanding the university to disclose and divest from Israeli ties. We're also demanding a solidarity statement. We're demanding scholarships for Palestinian students. And we're also demanding amnesty for all staff and students involved.
Have you had any response from the university yet?
Nothing that is worth mentioning. Nothing at all.
And do you expect the university to respond to today?
We're hoping they do. We've got a new set of demands. We've refined them. We've worked with staff for these demands, and we've got staff approval and a lot of students on board. So I think it's about time that the university does something about it, considering we've been watching a live stream genocide for over a year now.
Discussed during some of the speeches at the start of the rally today.
So we talked about the importance of our demands, and we talked about the importance of disclosing and divesting, because even staying silent or claiming to be politically neutral is actually complicity with the Israeli genocide. One way or another, you know, you are pushing for what is going on in Palestine, the horrible genocide going on that Israel is committing, really.
Newswriter Lilani and I then spoke to protesters about why they were attending the march.
I'm standing in solidarity with the native people of Palestine.
And what do you expect from the university to do to support Palestinians?
I think universities should also show solidarity. I think we like to talk largely about Te Tiriti and justice and equity for the indigenous people here in Aotearoa, and I think we should show the same effort for indigenous people around the world, including in Palestine.
So what are you guys protesting for today?
Today we're protesting for a ceasefire in Palestine and also the end to the occupation. Actually, more specifically, for the University of Auckland and Auckland University of Technology to divest from companies and businesses that actively support the Israeli military and the genocide that they are perpetuating right now, which they're not. They've been demanding it for a whole year and the university hasn't really responded.
So what do you think the universities could be doing more?
They definitely could be divesting money from the companies that contribute to the genocide.
Yeah, great. And do you think that momentum for Palestine is picking up or slowing down?
Me personally, I really feel like it's not slowing down, one little bit. I think it's gathering. The people that have been doing it for 12 months and longer, many years, the resolve is strengthening.
Can you please tell us why you're at the march today?
I'm at the march because of the inhumanity caused by the Zionist attacks on the people of Palestine and also Lebanon that have been going on for 76 years. It is a travesty. We have been misinformed in our country and we need to speak out strongly. I'm totally against the making of armaments and the use of weapons against people. Killing people is not okay.
So what are you protesting for today?
We're protesting in support of Palestine. We're looking to get the university to listen to our demands, understand what we're here for.
Great. Do you think that the universities here could be doing more? And if so, what do you think they could be doing?
Absolutely, yeah. We're looking at for them to be more transparent about where their money is going, about what they're funding. We're looking for them to be transparent about that and authentic, and for them to divest their funds.
Great. And do you think that momentum for Palestine is picking up or slowing down? What do you feel?
I think it's hard. I think, I mean, you can start slowing down, but we're all here. So many people here looking and supporting.
And I spoke to Dr. Emmy Rakete, social sciences lecturer at the University of Auckland, on why she was at the march today.
Back in 18... this whole country's stolen, right? We got mugged by the British Empire, and so when I see a place where the British rocked up with a bunch of soldiers and a bunch of guns and told everyone who lived there to get out, the parallel's not too hard to grasp, right? So just like my ancestors fought for their liberation and their like freedom from British colonization, I wanted to support the Palestinians for British liberation too.
This morning, I spoke to Muslim Students Association President Ayan Ali about yesterday's rally and the motivation behind it. Why was it important to you to organise a protest for Palestine?
See, we feel like we have a moral obligation to speak about these things. As you can see, you know, the atrocities being committed and this genocide are just increasing day by day. And we believe it's unacceptable that our universities have shown no regard for the human life and the devastation that is happening in Palestine. We believe as students, we should advocate for what is right. And therefore, it was important to organize a protest so we can show our universities that if students united, we'll never be divided.
And what should the university be doing differently and why?
So we've got our demands clear, right? We're asking for nothing but five things. Number one, what we're looking for is a solidarity statement. We believe that education without awareness is not an education, right? So as universities are educational institutions, we believe that the education they offer us should reflect the values that the university upholds. The universities, both AUT and UA, uphold, you know, integrity and advocating for what is right. And if they're unable to reflect that in their actions and the education they offer us, then there's no point of such an education. So number one, we demand a solidarity statement from both the universities. We demand transparency, so that is, show us as per the official assets in Israeli companies. And then once you've done that, we demand divestment. So we do not believe a university should be aligning themselves with anything that has to do with Israel, whether that is investments in companies or academic relationships with Israeli universities. We believe this is an absolutely wrong thing to do, because by choosing a side that is committing such atrocities, you're giving a very clear message that you do not care about human life. Fourth, we demand scholarships. So we demand scholarships for Palestinian refugees and students who are coming out of Gaza and the West Bank, whose families have been slain. We believe they deserve educational opportunities. They deserve everything that any other person deserves. So we believe a university should offer them scholarships. And lastly, we demand that they should provide full amnesty to students and staff who are, you know, advocating for the Palestinian cause. So if they're going into protests, no actions, such as, like, you know, I guess disadvantaging them academically or involving them in any security reasons should be appropriate. We believe if our protests are peaceful, which they always are, we do not think we've had any violent protests. If the students and staff are participating in them, then the university should ensure no disciplinary actions or academic penalties or surveillance are imposed on them.
And what was the turnout like at yesterday's event?
The turnout was quite high. We did not just have students. We had a lot of staff. We had a lot of alumni. We had just the general public joining in as well, because everyone's starting to realize the grave, impact of this genocide. It's not only affecting us over here, it's affecting millions and billions throughout the world. And the turnout has been quite comparable to the previous protests we've organized as well.
And was yesterday's Auckland protests part of a continuation of students protesting for Palestine internationally?
For sure, for sure. So from what I've seen and from what my group has discovered, that these protests and these demonstrations are only increasing in number. That is because, of course, many universities are not taking any action. The students will not come to these this unreasonable sort of stance universities are taking. So everywhere in the US and Canada and UK, Australia, major universities like, you know, the Harvard University, University of Melbourne, University of Sydney, everywhere these demonstrations and protests are happening in one form or another. It does not necessarily have to be a rally. It could just be a sit-in near the Vice Chancellor's office or something like that. I can say with confidence that these have only increased over time.
That was protest organisers Leon Khalil and Ayan Ali, as well as protest attendees, on why they were marching in support of Palestine at Auckland universities yesterday.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.